Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word Board today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues for the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live from the studios of the Word for the Day Broadcast Ministries. And if you have joined me, that means that you know that you're expecting to hear a word from God on today. And I want to let you know that, beloved, we're supposed to have a guest speaker coming on today. And we're hoping that he'll still make it. Praise God. But if he doesn't, amen, we're going to continue on anyway with this broadcast. Kenneth Butler is supposed to be our special guest on today. You know, I do want to tell you that we need to go ahead and pray, amen, for those families and people out there in Baltimore on today, because it's really a tragic and it's a shame that we have to go through the different things we've been going through, amen, in regards to getting people to come together on the same accord, you know, amen. So I want to let you know today that, praise God, we have been trusting God, amen, for something great, amen. We're trusting God for something great in the midst of everything that's going on, praise God. We know that it's all through the strength of the Lord, praise God, amen. So listen, I'm up there doing two things at one time, so you'll forgive me. I was putting the air conditioner in my windows, as well as talking to you on the broadcast, amen. Trying to get things together. A lot of chaos, a lot of stuff going on all around us, amen. But I want you to know that God is still in control, praise God. So whatever you're going through today, I want you to understand that God's going to work it out for you in your favor. Now, if you can't hear me, I'm about to be a little closer to the radio right now, amen. And I want to let you know that I was watching so many different things that were going on out there in Boston. And, you know, it saddens my heart that we have a lot of injustice going on throughout different law enforcement officers. Now, see, let me say this right now. Not all law enforcement officers are corrupt. We always got some good and bad. There's always going to be a little good, a little bad somewhere. Amen. And at the same time, we need our leaders to come together. Amen. The leaders need to stand up, praise God, and come forth. And, you know, a lot of people do a lot of lip service. And it's time to stop lip serving and get out there and be a part. These young folks are misled and they're tired of being abused and taken advantage of. There's no resources for them to get any future. Amen. So, you know, the Bible says where there's no vision, people perish, you know. They don't have no hope for tomorrow. Why? Because of their circumstances, their situations. And it's time out for us to just sit there and lay back and be spectators, but we need to be a part of a positive move. We need to be a part not only on the natural, but on the spiritual as well. We got to educate these folks, educate our young people. These young people are upset. They're mad. Why? Because they feel as if they have no other place to go, no other resources, amen. So we understand that right now there's about to be a major thing about to happen out there because they're waiting for in Baltimore a press conference, amen, from the mayor. You know, everybody's waiting to hear what's going to happen to these officers. A lot of people want justice. They want them to be held accountable, you know, and if they don't get the right answer, it's going to cause chaos, amen. So we got to be praying. They got the National Guard. They got extra forces out there to the citizens that are not participants, and everybody's out there doing the same thing, praise God, trying to destroy where they live at, because it really makes no sense. I understand being a man. I understand, you know, it is sick and tired of being sick and tired, but when you start to destroy, you know, property and steal and take down the things in your very neighborhood, that doesn't help you at all. What it does, it puts you at a disadvantage because, see, it may have taken somebody some years to get able to be able to open up a facility or a store in your neighborhood. It may have taken them some time to get that CVS in there and trying to uplift the community. I'm not saying that because those stores are there that, you know, that changes the whole meaning of what's going on. But I'm saying, though, but you guys are destroying the very thing that Amen. And your own community. This is your resources. Let's not destroy the what little resources we have. Don't let this thing spread like a mushroom, because see, this is all part of the plan. Amen. For many people, praise God, that just want to take advantage and, you know, and also exploit what's going on. So we, our hearts, we, you know, we go out to those in Baltimore, amen, on today for the great family, amen, and to all those, and even the officers that were hurt, you know, because listen, like I said earlier, not everyone is a bad seed, praise God, but we do need to come together, the church need to come together in unity, amen. Well, I believe our guest has finally made it into the studios, amen. This is no other than our guest, and his name is Prophet Kenneth H. Butler, praise God, amen, from the KP Ministries in Toledo, Ohio. So at this time, how you doing, man of God?
Well, I'm well.
Well, praise God.
I am
God.
Well.
Amen. Well, we're delighted that you're here. Amen. I was talking to our listening audience on today in regards to what's going on out there in Baltimore and the unjust and the unrest, and how we need to, as a people, come together, not only as a people, but also in the body of Christ with unity and, you know, it's senseless to destroy what we have in our own community when that may be our only resources, but that doesn't justify the wrong, you know, man of God. So, you know, we were just talking and touching on that, but now that you're here, amen, we're going to go ahead and give you the floor at this time so you can minister to the people of God what God has given you on this day to speak on. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We give God praise and we give him glory. Can you hear me real good?
We can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I can
That's
hear
wonderful.
You. Man.
That's wonderful. But I was kind of sitting here pondering on some things this week when you had asked me prior to the to coming on the show, and prior to this, even on Sunday, the Lord said take a 3-day sabbatical from your phone, from people. But I did not want to cancel today during this couple of minutes section. And encouraging somebody to go forth and to go on. So all I need, I promise you, is about 15 minutes, and then I have to be obedient to God, and I have to go. We want to deal with something very important today. I want to pull something out of the text today that I believe is very informational and it's very applicable to our lives today. That is Acts, the 3rd chapter, if we read this. Acts, the 3rd chapter. I want to deal with one verse in the text, just one verse in the text. In the text, it says, "And a certain man that was lame from his mother's womb, he was carried to the gate daily, the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of those who entered." I want to read this one more time for the listeners, in case you really didn't understand Acts chapter 3, verse number 2. And a certain man who was lame, that's all I want to deal with right there, a certain man who was lame. Pastor, what I find is that this text specifically has decided to point out the man's issue rather than his identity. Times we'll find people in our lives that will point out our issues rather than what our name is on our birth certificate. Our birth certificate don't say lame. Our birth certificate don't say crippled. Our birth certificate don't say liar. Our birth certificate does not say whore, a prostitute, a harlot. It does not say that. Our birth certificate does not say a backbiter. Our birth certificate does not say you're going to be just like your daddy. But the problem with people is that we always focus on our issue rather than who we really are and who we were designed to be. And so we have to understand that in this season, we have to get around people that is going to see us for who we are rather than what our issue really is. I really hope I didn't offend anybody, but if I did, thank you. I'm doing my job because the word comes to convict today. But at the same time, it comes to strengthen you to move from where you are to move into a place that you have never been before. Because for so long, we have focused on our issue rather than the identity of who we really are. And so tonight, this afternoon, there is something very special about the text, because we're not going to focus on the Bible talks about the gate, which is called beautiful. We're not focusing on beautiful gate. That's a whole nother message. We're not focusing on Peter and John. That's a whole nother message. We're not focusing on the fact that they went in to the temple. We're not focusing on that. But what we're focusing on is the fact of the man's issue. We're not focusing on the fact that the text closes and it says that he prays out into the temple. We're not focusing on that. We're focusing on the fact that all of us have issues. Your issue may not be my issue, and my issue may not be your issue. But at the end of the day, I have an identity. You and I have an identity. Watch this. The government sees me as Kenneth Howard Butler. And so watch this. I really want to help somebody today. You are not what people have said that you was. And so the thing is with the text here, what really got me is that they brought him to the gate daily to ask for alms of them that enter. But watch this. The question of the text is, what puzzles me is, why didn't they have enough sense to carry him into the gate or into the church? Why did they sit him at the gate? Was their concern not enough to say, hey, since I'm going in to get mine, let me take you to get yours? And the problem with the church, we got people bringing us to the hospital, but we're not going in far enough to see the doctor. See, it's one thing to step foot into the hospital, but there's a whole another thing to go behind to where the doctor really is. And many of us are sitting at the gate of our deliverance. We're sitting at the gate of our breakthrough. We're sitting at the gate of our miracle. We're sitting at the gate of our deliverance. And we're not having the unction to get it, because every day they brought him to the gate, but they never took him in to get healed, to get delivered, to get set free. So my problem, watch this, my problem with the issue is you not having the issue. My problem with the issue is you becoming what they said you was. And it's important that we not, it's important, watch this, the Bible says to be not conformed to this world, but yet be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So in other words, this Christian walk is a mind thing. We have to understand that we walk by faith and not by sight. So I may be broke now, but I won't be broke later on. I'm simply in between blessings. I may be down now, but sooner or later, I'm coming up out of this. I may be depressed now, but I feel God is making me happy. I feel like God is getting ready to do something great in my life that is going to shift not only my life, but shift the region that I'm in and everybody that's in my region or in my reach. And so we have to understand that if we're going to be effective, if we're going to have the power of God work within us and do what it is he's called us to do, we have to have enough faith not to just sit at the gate with our issue. We have to have enough faith to walk into the place that we can get healed, to walk into the place that we can get delivered, to walk into the place that we can get set free. Watch this. It's not enough just to go to church. But what is my expectation when I get into the house of God? And today, the Lord challenged me today to raise your expectation. Because, watch this, it don't say how long he was sick. It doesn't describe his age. It just simply said that he was lame from his mother's womb, and they brought him to the temple. But it gives no description about what he looks like. It don't give no description upon the characteristics of his nature. It only gives the issue. And today, my challenge to you is to look past your issue. To you today is to look past the faults, to look past the failures, to look past the shortcomings, to look past everything that has held you bound. Because the Bible says, and I'm done, the Bible lets us know that, watch this, Peter and John, as they were walking into the temple, they saw the lame man. And when he went to ask for alms, which the Bible in our times is to ask for money, to ask for a handout, Peter and John simply says just to the man, he said, I don't have any money, but such as I have, I give unto you. You have to understand that, watch this, I'm even crazy enough to challenge the text to tell you that he wasn't even healed by his own faith. He was healed on the faith of somebody else because he got conformed to what he was becoming lame. He's gotten used to being called crippled. There's many of us getting used to being called liar, thief, not an overcomer. We're getting used to it, and this is what we've become. Because we've conformed to what people have said, or we've conformed to the image of how folks see us. And so today, I'm that Peter and that John in your life today to take you by the right hand, to pull you up out of your situation, to pull you up out of the struggle, to pull you up out of the pain, to pull you up and let you know that there is a better way and that you don't have to be what they say it. You can be and overcome. Because the Bible says at the close of the text that, watch this, even after they did that, the Bible says that he went into the temple and he began to praise God. So in other words, he was immediately healed, and he gave God an immediate thank you for what God had done for him. So in other words, I thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity to allow me to even minister this short word on this radio station so that people can hear what thus said the Lord. He went in, he gave God an immediate thank you. He did not wait until the battle was over. He did not wait until there was a sign of a healing. The Bible said he went in thanking and praising God. So what you have to do is watch this. You have to praise God. Watch this until you're healed. You have to praise God until you're delivered. You have to praise God until you're set free. You have to praise God until God do that of what you want him to do. And if you praise him hard enough, if you worship him good enough, God will give you the desires of your heart. Because the Bible said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so today, Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, today, God, we pray, God, today, God, most of all, God, that, God, this word, God, not only came to challenge the thinking of the people, but it, God, blesses the people, that God, that God, that when they go back to hear this again, God, they can go back and say, I'm not staying here any longer. I'm getting up got from my situation. I'm getting up from where I am because I don't have to be here. So, God, today I speak life and I speak strength into the lives, God, of these your people over this radio station. And, God, today we'll give you praise. God, today we'll give you glory. And, God, today we shall give you honor because we know that you are a God that's worthy to be praised. We know that you're a God who can bring us out. Even if you don't, God, you're still able. God, if you don't make a way, God, you're still able. God, if you don't heal us, God, you're still able. God, if you don't give us the house, the cars, and the money, God, you're still able. So, God, today we thank you, and, God, we give you praise even in advance. And, God, we tell you thank you now, God, for doing exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. And we decree your power, we decree your strength, we decree your glory, and we decree it now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you want to reach me, Facebook name is Kenneth Butler. The phone number to reach me is 567-312-2594. 567-312-2594 for prayer or anything of that nature. But I believe that the Lord is going to move mightily in your life because of this word. Again, Pastor, thank you. You have blessed me, giving me this opportunity to go over the airwaves. You could have picked anybody else. Thank God that you have taken the time to choose me.
God bless you, man of God, and I thank you for answering the call, and we just thank God for this word on today that you shared with the people, amen, and I know you have to go, but I just want to say, you know, we love you in the Lord, and just continue to go forth and be strong in God, because he definitely has, you know, something great in store for you and your ministry, man of God. So I want to thank you once again for joining us on today. Everyone, this has been our special guest, Prophet Kenneth H. Butler. Amen. Once again, we want to also encourage you that are listening to my voice right now to remember to keep Baltimore, keep those that were in that earthquake, they lost so many people's lives. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. We're living in the last hour, but one thing for sure, there's another time to turn your back on Jesus, but you need to run to him like you never did before. Amen. It's time for us to get out those four walls. Amen. And I want you to join me coming up, amen, on June 20th, praise God. We have in the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey, we're giving a free gospel concert. Amen. I have a lot of different folks coming to minister, dancers, choirs. My goodness, we're going to have food, gifts, everything. And I want you to know that the theme for this year, man of God, is outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. Because, see, we need to get outside, amen, into the enemy's territory. So this is the bait that we're going to be using. If you would like to be supportive to the ministry, amen, or even the radio ministry, please contact us at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. Or you can just go to our website, the word4today.org. Amen. the word4today.org. Amen. And you'll see the donations where you can just send your donation, your love gift, whatever God placed on your heart. We truly believe and understand that everything we do is unto the glory for God. We do this for the glory of God, not for us, not for no fame. Amen. And I am excited to let you know that we actually, praise God, about 86,000 listeners now. Isn't that something? From 72,000 to 86,000. My goodness, God has just been so good to us. So we just thank God for what he's been doing, amen, in the lives of the people and the lives of those that have been supporting us. Praise God. We just want to thank you once again for all that you are doing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Join me on tomorrow. That's right. Join me tomorrow. Someone say tomorrow. Yeah, because, you know, tomorrow's not promised to us, right? But I do want to let you know, amen, that one thing for sure, on tomorrow we have another guest speaker. Oh, boy. Did I say that? Yes, I did. Another guest speaker. I believe it's going to be Pastor Jill. Pastor Jill, I believe, is going to be in the house on tomorrow. You know, I'm excited about what God is doing. I've been extremely busy, and I have to be mindful because, you know, the enemy will try to set you up if you don't be mindful about certain things. Amen. But I'm just thankful that God is just in this place right now. Amen. And he's moving mightily on the behalf of who? The loved ones, the believers. That's who we are, his loved ones and the believers. Praise God. Amen. I'm excited. So listen, beloved, please join me. Let me pray for you right now. You that are out there listening to my voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. I was right. Amen. On tomorrow. No, actually, that's Thursday. On tomorrow. Who's coming on tomorrow? Y'all got me? Oh, y'all pulled a quick one, huh? I'm up tomorrow. How about that? Well, y'all truly going to be on. I passed on the chance. I'm going to be on tomorrow ministering. So you need to come on and join me and join this word. Amen. I got something in store. I'm going to be praying and ask God to give me a rhema word just for you. Amen. And then on Thursday, my Lord, Thursday, we have no other than Pastor Jill Mattox. That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right. And then on this Friday, we have another guest, Pastor Gil Foster. Boy, I tell you, I'm excited about what God is about to do up in this place here. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for everything that's been orchestrated, Lord. Lord, forgive those that have fallen short. Forgive us all our sins, Lord, because we are all sinners. Saved by your grace, Lord. We thank you right now, Father, that it is you that moves in us. It is you that has been working in us, Lord, and that gives us our being. Father, I ask you on tonight, Lord, that you will just continue to strengthen us, Lord. Remember those that are battling right now and blessing those that are going through, folks that are hurting. And, Lord, this place, Father, I ask you right now, Lord, you will cover them, Father, that you minister to their spirits, Lord, that the leaders will come together like never before. And let's help one another, Lord, become more than just talkers and lip service, but let's be doers, Lord. Let us be our brother and sister keepers, Lord. Let the church come together in unity, Father. Help us, Lord, to walk and look like you, smell like you, and be like you. Help us, Lord, to have the word in the good times, in the bad times, in season and out of season, Lord. We just ask you right now, Lord, that you just continue this to bless those that are under my voice. I speak kingdom blessings upon you and your family until we meet again. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. God bless you and good night.